It's so relaxing.
I, too, am feeling the very relaxed.
There's nothing like sitting around, watching TV, while floating through space.
It is certainly a relief to not be burdened with unforeseen negative circumstances.
Warning! Warning!
What is wrong, Space House?
A giant meteor is headed this way!
Ooh, that is the wonderful news! A giant meteor sounds delicious!
No, Starfire, he said meteor, not meteor.
I do not understand the difference.
Meteors aren't made out of meat.
It's hard to believe, but Starfire is right. This meteor is totally made out of meat.
We must do something about that meteor before it destroys us.
I know exactly what to do. First, we need to become rugged oil drillers. Then, we need to dress up like astronauts and walk real slow and dramatic like towards our space shuttle. After some emotional goodbyes, we blast off into space and plant a bomb deep inside that meteor and blow it to pieces.
Isn't that just the plot of that dumb asteroid movie?
You mean Armageddon? The greatest, most implausible movie of all time? The Armageddon with all the sappy Aerosmith songs and starring America's favorite apathetic action hero, Bruce Willis? Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, didn't that dude die at the end of that movie?
Yeah, but he got to ride the bomb like a horsey!
Ugh, that sounds like a terrible idea, Cyborg. The three of us shall come up with a better plan using our heads.
But we've only got one shot at this. How can we be sure your ideas are gonna work?
You could test them out in a holographic chamber.
That is the brilliant idea, Space House.